You are listening to the Grief Man Show. Please turn off all vibrating electrical devices and return your hands to their full upright position.
Yes.
Me. That's it. Cellos, please. Me. All right. I think we're ready. All right, let's do Beethoven's Fifth Symphony in C minor, Opus 67. No, I think you're missing it a little bit. I guess I'm just a lousy orchestra leader. But you don't need a whole lot of musical ability to lead the parade. That's right, the parade to help the march of dimes. You see, the Big Ape and Burger King wants you to join Super Walk 79. So we're the only one runs into little time, even though the skies may be cloudy. I've got sunshine in my heart, and I've been thinking about four-wheel drive. I've been getting monomaniacal about four-wheel drive, and I'll tell you where you should go. Conrad Hawkins Chevrolet. Got the Mad Belcher on the line here to help me say goodbye. Tell me there, Belcher, if this were your show, how would you say goodbye to everybody? 8:05 at the Big Ape. What was that?
I don't know.
What is that weird noise?
I don't know. The bell tolls, I guess.
Holy jeez. Is that the phone making that noise?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's listen very carefully. Could it be our ears are not alone? Holy jeez, listen to that. The line's tapped.
Hurry up.
Come on, I gotta get myself ready. I don't want to just walk out of here. I work up a bit of a lather, and I want to make sure I'm presentable for them secretaries out there in the front office.
Well, you should have started getting ready a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no. Do you mean... you think it's my breath?
Among other things.
Hey, Phil, I've been sitting all morning. You mind if my pants are stuck in the crack of my behind? Will you pull them out for me?
No! It's pretty exciting, wasn't it?
It was. Actually,
I had to go all the way down here to Daytona Beach to come back. I ain't familiar with the area yet. They said I might have gone out of my way a little bit.
I think a little bit. Yeah, gee, it was something, though.
Got to see some nice scenery, though. You know, I was thinking about that Buckman Bridge bomb scare. Now, you know, if the Buckman Bridge had been over there in Zone 3, I don't believe they would have been a bomb scare.
Why is that?
Because when a guy called the police, I don't believe they'd have reported it to anybody.
Well, and not only that, but the bomber couldn't have put any bombs on the Buckman Bridge in the first place if it was in Zone 3.
Well, why not?
There'd be too many people fishing off it.
And she noticed me and thought to herself, my God, but there is one hunk of man.
I tell you what, them biscuits will do it to you. Homemade biscuits at Hardee's. You get something new, something real exciting. And these biscuits are so soft, so flaky, you don't really got to chew them. They just kind of melt in your mouth.
Any with tacos, Ghirelli with pizza, cool. With sausage links, a perfect drink. Ghirelli's the wine for you. Ghirelli on Monday, Ghirelli on Tuesday, Ghirelli on Saturday. Ghirelli Lambrusco, Ghirelli Bianco, Ghirelli's the wine for me.
Yeah, me and the Spumoni sucker are singing about Ghirelli wines. The Italian wines that complement any meal. And whatever you're doing, it don't matter whether you're tuning up your truck or making beautiful music with your high stepper. A bottle of Ghirelli will make the good times last even longer. And it don't matter whether you choose Bianco or Lambrusco. Ghirelli wines go great with everything from tuna fish to one of them fancy damn high society meals. So look for it. Ghirelli wines. Ain't that right there, Dildoni?
Ghirelli Lambrusco, Ghirelli Bianco. Imported by Dennis and Hopper, New York, and Miami, Florida.
Where do you want to go?
To the movies.
To the movies, yeah. Okay, Uncle Greasy will take you to the movies, and then we'll play horsey, okay?
No.
Oh, come on. You know how I love to play horsey. Come on, please.
All right.
Okay. All right. Uncle Greasy will be with you in a little while, my little angel. Yeah, when you grow up, I'm going to take you to Happy Jack's and teach you all about the Italian stallion, Tony Romano. Yeah, he's responsible for, a chunk of my house. Ah! No, I know I get a little something from Happy Jack's to talk about their places, but really it's easy to talk about because Happy Jack's is so much fun and they always got so many bargains. And, of course, the Happy Jack's Coffee Club Lounge, lots of folk music, lots of excitement, Mike Denny and the gang and people in the audience singing. There's always something great going on at your nearby Happy Jack's. John Era, this is the Big Ape. And proud.
out of it.
You call that beneficial manager today. Phil, Phil, I'm ready for blessed release.
Well, then step aside.
All right. He's ready to play them bladders today, my goodness.
A two-fisted brand of music from Phil Deckman next.
I'm hitting the road, raving direction.
Happy trails to you.
Yeah. I never did tell her I loved her. I remember she answered a robbery in progress call and picked up a load of buckshot for her trouble. And just before she slipped away, she looked up at me as I held her. And I said, there's something I've never told you. She said, oh, God, you're going to tell me you love me.
I said, no, I just want to let you know I've been tapping your sister on the side.
9 o'clock.
I put shingles on the side of the building. I do all this work out here on the tower with these engineers.
Uh-huh.
They barely pay me minimum damn wage. I'm working my butt off, and you're making $90,000?
Well, Hoyle...
I can't believe it. You ass.
What?
You ass.
Well, now I'm teed off that you let my private finances over the... All right. So I admit it. So I'm making 90 G's. Hoyle, there's something you don't know about, and, well, if one...
I don't hear about your mama's crutches.
No?
This
ain't my mama.
You bought her a million pair of crutches now.
This is something different, Hoyle. The reason I got a $10,000 raise was this national magazine out. Remember how I won in 77 the Personality of the Year for 77?
Yeah.
Well, in 79, guess who won again? And you see, what happened was this Fred magazine took a survey to see who's the most popular DJ, and I actually tied for first place with Dr. Don Rose of San Francisco radio station. So for 1979, it looks like I'm going to be on top again, Oil.
90G?
90G.
Excuse me! B-A-69-W-A-P-E. Did it like a Cheshire cat.
You don't deserve it, Hoyle. I just don't deserve it. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
You don't think you deserve it. Why have you been telling every damn tuna fish on the phone this morning? Called even before you started playing the damn thing. What you want?
Hoyle, why was
that? That ought to be good for a couple of slices this weekend.
Excuse me. Geez, I'm just going all the pieces here. It's 10 minutes after right here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. I tell you why, too. This is, I've been low-key all morning long because of what happened last night. I caught my daddy in a topless place. Now, I go in them topless places all the time, but, you know, just somehow you don't like to run into your daddy in there, you know? And I was walking through the place. It's kind of dark. I walk in there, and there's my daddy sitting there. I said, Daddy, what you doing in here? And he got a little flustered for a second. He said, what I'm doing in here is checking up on you, boy. I said, on me? He said, yeah, I come in here to see if you was up to no good and running around with these cheap women here. I said, Daddy, with all due respect, when I come up to you, you was kind of leaning into one of them girls, Daddy, and you was saying, he said, boy, I was checking up on you. I said, how's that? He said, well, I was checking her to see if I could smell your cologne on her, and if I could, then I'd know you was up to something. I said, well, I don't know if I buy that, but all right, what the hell, let me go get us a couple of beers. So I went to get us a couple of beers. I come back, and there's my daddy, hands folded behind his head, leaning against the wall, enjoying some piccolo playing. I said, now, Daddy, surely you can't be checking up on me that way. He said, shut up, boy, I'm doing this for me.
Dog lying in my pickup truck. I'd have thrown him out of there, but his tail is stuck.
Yeah, I know a dead dog ain't the most appetizing thing to carry around in your pickup, but then again, a real man don't buy a pickup to carry around. Point set is that.
Thanks so much for putting up with me. I sure do appreciate it. Had a good old time. And let's get tomorrow for the last biggie of the week. See you later.
Happy trails.
For the special Grease Man tour.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Oh, I just show you the points of interest at the Big A.
We're playing around yesterday. We didn't have nothing to do, and we're writing you a letter.
Really?
Yeah, but we didn't mail it.
Why don't you?
Well, we didn't have it just right. Maybe we'll write another one. It was slow yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you write me a letter, both of you, and include a picture of you both, so that I can look at it and dream about you.
Okay.
Would you really do that?
Sure.
For me? And
well, I don't know if she will, but I will.
You will?
Uh-huh.
What about your boyfriend?
What about him?
Oh, I see. I understand. You're today's modern woman. You may love him, but you're not adverse to a short, brief liaison with me. Excellente. That's exactly what I had in mind. No fuss, no muss.
69 BJ. Normally, Hoyle Dempsey comes in here eating Vienna sausage or Slim Jims, and this morning you got
this is a Washington State apple, boy. It's not just any apple.
And you got an apple. I can't believe Hoyle. Somehow there's something incongruous about Hoyle Dempsey eating apples.
Oh, well, there's a reason for it. You know, usually you see me in here with some Vienna sausages
mm-hmm.
and Slim Jim or something like that?
Yeah.
This is a new hall density. I'm trying to protect my colon. I read in the newspaper that you get a lot of fiber from fruits like apples and pears and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And
it'll protect your colon from cancer.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Here you smoke 2 packs of Camels a day, and you're worried about cancer of the colon. And your colon doesn't even smoke.
It does when I eat burritos. Be a big party over at the Dempsey place pretty soon.
Really, this weekend?
Yeah, I believe we're gonna hold it on Saturday night. I got a list of what you call chicks here.
Uh-huh.
Of ladies here I want to invite to the party.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering today if you'd help me call them.
Call them up?
Here's Shirley, Susie.
Yeah, but...
Linder. Marie.
But you don't have any addresses or names, but I mean...
No, those are names.
But, I mean, you ain't got no last names. You ain't,
well, no, I, but you ain't I got couldn't no... get them when I copied them down. There wasn't no last name on there.
Well, where'd you get them?
The bathroom at the service station.
69 quotes Springfield, Illinois funeral director Phil Bish. He hears a coffin salesman, criticizing a competitor, saying, quote, but our coffin, the salesman says, but our coffin's lined with real silk. His is lined with a synthetic material, which may cause skin irritation.
I will let you go because I know you are a busy man and I need to look like I'm working.
Oh, really?
Your supervisor comes in here.
Where are you working at this morning?
I'm the one that works at JEA.
Oh, God. Yeah. What are you doing? Figuring out more ways to get my money? Every time I turn on the electric can opener, it's 15 kilowatt hours.
It is, too. Hey, listen, I got to pay my bill, too.
I understand. Hey. Far be it for me to cast aspersions on your veracity of your juice there. But,
I appreciate that a lot. I don't tell many people that, you know.
Are you embarrassed to tell people you work for JEA?
Not really embarrassed, but when I do, they, you know, get this...
Look on their face.
Look on their face like, But,
yeah, well, you know, you got to earn a living. I imagine it must be tough for people work for JEA with families. Like, little kids get up in front of the room at school and say, well, what does your daddy do, Johnny? My daddy works for JEA. All the other little kids go, woo, throw a spitball in the pool. Little kid will have a complex. And
they will definitely be emotionally impaired by the time they grow up.
Yeah. All right, well, enjoy working for your stinking, blood-sucking company. You little twit! How dare you? No, I'm only kidding. Question is, will the women in that age group have to sign up? Yeah, what the hey? I think they should, you know. What's good for the goose is good to gander right there.
Okay.
Just that arrested this man for stealing a diamond ring, $100,000 diamond ring, and what he did was to get away from the police, he swallowed it, thinking they would avoid the evidence, but they x-rayed him, and they can see the diamond ring in his digestive system, so they're all standing around with a bedpan waiting for it to come on out. Can you imagine that? And the poor criminal, talk about degradation, he can have no privacy because, you know, suppose he flushed, there would go the evidence, you know, and then they would have no case. So he's got to, you know, have a whole bunch of people around him waiting for it. Oh, God. Well, look out the bright side. At least he didn't try to smuggle razor blades. Yeah, I was there last night, as a matter of fact. Kind of embarrassed. Well, my car broke down, so I had to borrow my next-door neighbor's pink moped. A pink one, no less. Yeah, but I figured I could hide it between the parked cars. Nobody would ever know that a real macho man showed up on a pink moped. So I was in there dancing, shrieking, cutting up, drinking booze, when suddenly the stage lit up and the DJ got up there and said, attention, everyone! Attention! Will whoever drove the pink moped please come up on stage? Turns out you left your keys in the ignition.
Yeah. Smoking that Mary Jehui out there, protesting probably against war or against draft, against the army, against establishment. I tell you, but them Canadians ain't looking forward to the draft being instituted. Look at the maggots they're going to pick up from down here.
You know you're right about that. You can't even get a good war off the ground anymore. All these sissies, all these cowards.
That's right.
Getting ready to run off to Canada.
That's exactly
the first,
right.
That's the first hint of a manly battle.
I am glad President Carter has reinstituted the registration, Betty.
Why is it?
I am all for that.
Why?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Got to protect the motherland, as we say.
And not only that, there's a good side to all these maggots.
What's that?
Because, well, you know, when he institutes the draft, all these, you know, the squirrels, the maggots, the cows, they'll all run away to Canada.
That's right.
So it'll leave us with a country full of real men. I'll tell you what. I'll show you how strongly we feel about it. Let's put our money where our mouth is. I know we're both older than the age required to do it, but I'll tell you what. Let's you and me both go Wednesday, next Wednesday, down to the draft board. Wednesday down to the draft board and put our name in the hats. What do you say?
Down at the draft board and register.
Mm-hmm.
What, next Wednesday?
Wednesday.
You mean next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, I can't. I gotta go visit my aunt in Toronto, Canada.
What's your name?
Deborah.
You sound so pretty.
Are you a pretty little girl?
Yes.
Say, I'm a pretty little girl.
I'm a pretty little girl.
With my hair in a curl.
With my hair in a curl.
I set the boys a whirl.
Where
he
curl my hair.
Hey, what are you, a Pollock? I set the boys a whirl. Like pulling teeth.
There I found the happiness that you never afforded me.
Well, I be so. It's 12 minutes before 8 here at the Big 8. Let me see here. Ooh. Want extra money this spring? Be a census taker and ask everybody about their personal questions.
I hear him talking on the radio. I wonder sometimes on the reaction he gets. And he told a joke yesterday. It's kind of cute. You know, cute joke. He don't mean. He told a joke about, what was it? I got a lady on the line who was with a bunch of Zone 3 residents when he told it. And I'm trying to get the reaction. Well, you know, did you hear it? He was talking about he went to a marriage counselor. And he told the marriage counselor that his wife all the time, nag, nag, nag. I mean, she never let him alone. It was always nag, nag, nag. And the marriage counselor said, what, is she a big nagger? He said, no, she's a little white girl. You know, he didn't mean nothing. And darling, what? Now, you were sitting there with a whole bunch of construction workers when he told that joke, and what happened?
Every one of them. There's four of them sitting in here. And me.
And
all of us. Nara, she's a little teeny white woman.
And they looked at you. And what, did they get mad? They laugh, probably.
Laugh, yes.
That's funny. Hell, we don't mean nothing here at the Big Ape. I mean, we ain't doing nothing to hurt nobody. It's all good, clean fun. I mean, somebody got to take the brunt of our jokes. Why not the Zone 3 residents? Ah!
I'm only kidding.
Just before right here at the Big Ape, the Greeks went proud to be in America. Modern times when you can cut up like that. Yeah, we cut up. We don't mean nothing. A little good, clean fun, you know? Yeah, well, yeah, of course, everybody knows me. Big lover of Evelyn Beauty. I had one of those. Matter of fact, my Tom and yes, sirree, Tom and Bill, the pool for me. I ain't got nothing. I mean, I invited Ebony Beauty over the other day. We were swimming around in the Tom and pool. Here, shows you where I'm at. Where my, what do you call, head is at. Yeah, I had a whole bunch of, matter of fact, a whole clan of delightful Ebony people swimming in my Tom and yes, sirree, and everything was fine. Nobody said nothing. Of course, one of them did get a little angry. She jumped up and she said, hey, Honky, I see you putting that extra chlorine in there. I said, no, I normally put this amount in. You see, a half a can? I said, well, I want to kill anything that might have... She said, sure, and they all marched off. I said, please donate my garden. I'm only kidding. Tom, you get a Tom, and you can have fun like that. Yeah, they're real easy to get in the ground. No sweat, no fuss, no muss. Just call Tom. And if you're uncertain, you're kind of hanging on the fence, we'll call them anyway. Numbers in the Jacksonville, the Orange Park Directory, and Record Danny will come on out there and tell you about the economy of a Tom and Bull. Real Tom and buy the best. Ooh. Here's Poco.
No.
How about the
guy?
Hey, that's not bad.
Hey.
You sound pretty perky.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
This is Audrey.
Audrey.
Oh, God. What a night.
What happened, Audrey? Was it him again?
No, my apartment almost got broken into tonight.
Who did it?
I don't know, you know. I went out and I stayed out to the bar, still bar closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went out and ate breakfast.
All by yourself?
No.
Come on. I thought you left with someone. Okay, go on.
Anyway, I went down to the bar, and one of the friends that I know, not owns the bar, but runs one of the bars, so he's closing up bars, locking up doors and stuff. And went to eat breakfast and, you know, all this crap. And then we came back, and he came, you know, he followed me home and stuff. And,
they didn't see you inside.
Well, he was getting ready to see me inside. I was getting ready to put my key in the lock. And little did I surmise that there was no doorknob.
The doorknob had been completely removed.
The doorknob had been completely removed.
Someone stole your doorknob.
And somebody had beat, you know, around the door and stuff. Looks like somebody had beat it in with a crowbar and stuff.
Great Scott.
Oh, God. I'm going, oh, my God.
So did you go inside?
Huh?
Did you go?
Get inside.
Oh, wow. Was the perpetrator still inside at that time?
Huh?
Was the perpetrator?
No. They didn't get inside.
Oh, they tried.
Exactly. They tried very hard.
Wow. I wonder how they could have done that. You live in an apartment complex?
Yeah.
With all that noise it must have taken with the crowbar banging away, one would think that whoever it was not particularly concerned whether or not the neighbors knew they were trying to break in.
Really?
That could be what we call in police terminology a clue.
Really?
Who do you think did it?
I think it's one of the people that live upstairs in the apartment.
Do you think it was a mad rapist trying to get at you or someone trying to steal property?
Somebody trying to steal property.
You got a rod?
A what?
Again.
Not until tomorrow.
What do you mean, tomorrow you're buying a gun?
I'm buying a 410 tomorrow.
A 410?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a fag shotgun. Get a 12-gauge.
Yeah, I can't shoot a 12-gauge.
Oh, come on. It's not that much heavier than a 410. A 410 just throws little pellets out like woof. A 12-gauge goes, wow! Huh?
Yeah, but a 12-gauge kicks, don't it?
No, not bad. You tuck it in your little shoulder, right? Tell you what, I'll come by and give you a lesson.
I need some lessons for something.
All you do is grip it tight. That's important, that it be seated properly. And then, don't yank now. Don't pull, but squeeze.
Oh, God. Oh, no. How embarrassing. Now look what I've done. I've speckled my tie. Where you call me from?
I'm at work.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Ooh, just right. I mean, oh, no, you're a year shy. Where do you work at?
Florida Spring Band.
Florida Spring Band? Really?
Yeah, we got a show. Yeah, I test mattresses.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I come by and test a mattress?
Yeah.
But I can't test it alone now.
Oh, no.
You'll help me?
Yes.
Who do I ask for?
Elaine.
Elaine. Are you good looking, Elaine?
Huh?
Are you good looking?
Well.
Huh? Come on. I need to know whether or not you rate on the hogometer. No. Are you good looking or offensive to the eye?
I might be bragging on myself.
You might be. No, that's all right, darling. That's okay. This is serious business. It's all right. I need to get the facts. You are good looking, right? Everybody always looks at you and says, right?
Well, the salesman calls me Miss America. Does that help?
Well, that don't mean nothing. Well, that means you could have been ravaging all 50 states. Ah! Nah, I'm only kidding. I don't buy your reticence to admit good-lookingness. You probably are one hobble.
Good day, so I'm working the phones for a high stepper to hover, help me with my Perry. Hey, so tell me, darling, yeah, I hate to be blunt, but are you good-looking?
Yes, sir.
Really? I mean, I want to know if you're prime, darling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I want to know if I'm going to see you and go, oh, God, yes, yeah! Is that what I'm going to say when I see you?
I hope so.
Oh, will I say, oh, please, waiter, check, please. What am I going to say when I see you, darling? What am I going to say?
I don't know.
I mean, you must know other men have looked at you. I'm sure you've kissed up your lips. What have they said?
They don't know what to say.
Really? Oh. They call you the great ooh, huh?
They call me what?
The great ooh. Uh-oh. I hear the sound of maggots perking on the house today. I hear the sound of little children. Oh, God, make them go away. With their bubblegum breath and their sticky little hands. With their obnoxious little voices and their overactive glands. I hear the sound of maggots. Make them go away. Are they yours?
Yeah.
Are you still married?
No.
Oh, I see. Leftovers from the previous liaison, eh? Well, I was going to say, do they call you the great ooh?
The great ooh?
Yeah, that's when you're with a man, he goes, great, great,
Marie, you're going to get what's coming to you.
I did okay last year.
We've been getting some negative feedback on some of your attitudes, Hoyle, and quite frankly, I'm upset.
Yeah, I heard a remark yesterday about the fact that I'm getting a chunk of your 600 G's.
Yeah, well, and frankly, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
You know it's true, though.
Yeah, I know it's true.
Dad, I know where the body's buried.
Hey.
Yep, folks, that's why he lets me come in here. That's why he lets me go out there and insult the ladies in the office. Would a real gentleman do that?
Hey, I'll tell you what. All right. You may have me over a barrel, but let me tell you something, Hoyle Dempsey. Don't push me too far, because as my daddy used to say, dead men tap no tail.
Hey.
But I do listen to you every day on the car radio.
You do, and you probably chuckle to yourself, you see.
I laugh all the way to work.
You do? Where do you work at?
Oh, I'm not telling.
Oh, you just want to keep a secret. You're still married to that man?
Yes, I certainly am.
You don't want me to come?
Okay, here, please get off the other line.
Come on, you little turd. Where's your respect? All right.
That's right. It's time to go. It's become an American, you see.
Oh, darling, you're too much, you know? Oh, gosh. What are my chances, huh? What are my chances of finding romance with a little English lassie?
No chance, laddie. No chance.
Are you rejecting me? Are you rejecting your opportunity for ecstasy?
Well, I asked you. I said, are you as old and ugly as you sound?
No.
No, listen. I heard something that you said yesterday about somebody called you a... They said, was it true that you earned 600 grand a year?
Uh-huh.
Or somebody with a letter, you know, and they were,
Yeah, a petition.
To the fact that you earn so much money and you should use it for a good...
Yeah, they suggest that I should give my money to those maggoty boat people. If I use any money for them, it'll be to launch a ship to blow them out of the water before they can pollute our harbors. Get that little maggot off the phone! Hey, listen! There he is. See, you just have to talk to him like a real man. See, that's what you English people don't have, is they have discipline there.
You haven't heard me, yes, we see, you haven't heard me.
Shut those kids up before I strangle the head out of them!
Oh, Johnson. I'm sorry, Mr. Griffman, I want to have to go.
Oh, please, no, no, no!
I must, but I'll be listening to you on the radio.
Okay, I love you.
I might call you again sometime. Give me your private number, will you?
Oh, all right, I got her hooked now. Hang on a second. Beautiful women are sometimes taken into a form of white slavery south of the border. I'll never forget, I used to be a successful advertising agency executive. I worked for the agency that handled the Dial Soap campaign, and I was with one of those upstart female agency types who insisted on going along on all the projects, and we were filming a Dial commercial in Mexico, south of the border. We wanted to get a Spanish town to show the heat and how good it feels to be in the shower with the soap. You know, that was the idea. And she wanted to go to the town of Enajagua, which is located in La Tierra del Muerte, the land of the dead, I should know. We can film here in Tijuana, we can film the film in Acapulco, but we can't go to the Emahagwe in Latino del Muerte. She went, I said, there's banditos there. I said, banditos, that'll kill you. She said, what, are you afraid? What, are you a spineless twerp? Are you afraid? I'm not afraid, and I'm a woman. I said, I'm not afraid, darling, but, I mean, you know, a woman in a... Oh, so now I'm a woman. I'm not an advertising personnel. I'm a woman. I said, look, don't bring this women's lip crap into this. Let's just film the commercial and go home. The Dial people will be happy. I'll be happy. You'll be happy. She said, no, we want to film it in the genuine Mexican. Now we're going to Emahagwe. I don't care if it is in the land of the dead or wherever you call it. I'm not superstitious. I'm a woman and a human being. Yeah, I'm perfectly capable of handling... I said, okay, hey, okay. So we went down to Enajagua and started filming the commercial. We were really out in the middle of nowhere when suddenly banditos started appearing. Big banditos, each one at least 6'2", each one at least 342 pounds. They were secreting Tabasco sauce. They had taco drippings in their mustache. I mean, the sweat stains were all over their back, on their buttocks. Their horses stank, their skin stank, their face stank. I mean, they were horrible, and they all started having their way with this advertising executive. One right after another, stinking Mexicans. And as she screamed, I tapped her on the shoulder. I said, darling, aren't you glad you use Dial? Don't you wish everybody did?
Oh. Come, baby. Emerald. Oh. Come on, baby. You're so sweet. My sweet. Emerald, baby.
Horrible there. What brings you down here to the land of the real man?
Well, I decided to come down here and find out what you were all about.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you found out.
Oh, yeah.
And you're catching the next plane back to Massachusetts.
69 B.A. Death to America! Death to America!
Death to America! Three dollars out of this land.
How about if I shoot along, huh?
Blah, but they gotta go!
Bring them home.
I'll bring them home.
In a box! Not the hostages, but, you know, the people that captured the hostages. By the way, all the money from that song is going to the hostage fund. Pat Boone says he ain't making no money off of it. He's just doing it. It's good. We appreciate it, buddy. We appreciate it. Uh-oh. I wonder where the money from this song is going to. I think it's going to the MD 2020 fund. going to the El Dorado Fund. It's the Spinners.
It is, though. That's the way I like them hot.
Yeah,
and burning.
I tell you what, you did. I love that lawman he did.
Oh, boy, I was into that.
Hey.
I was into that. You know, I really had a teacher do that to me. To embarrass me in front of all the other kids.
Did you? For what?
For not knowing my lessons.
Your lessons?
Well, don't make fun of me now. I mean, I didn't know the lessons, and that's just what he did. He'd say, well, if you don't know your lessons, maybe you shouldn't be in here.
Well, he's right. Maybe you should be a grade behind.
I should be what? A grade behind?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Keep up with the pace and get out.
Well, that's nice talk. Here I expect a little sympathy, and what do I get? The old Shaft-a-Rooney.
Young, handsome, professional, available. He's the highest paid lover in Beverly Hills. He leaves women feeling more alive than they've ever felt before. Except one.
There's been a murder. Police think I did it.
I think you're guilty of sin.
Richard Gere, Lauren Hutton, American Gigolo, a Paramount picture. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Men of your kind of class would put up with such nonsense. They have those two beautiful vans parked out front, that they should renovate that building and bring it up.
Well, I tell you, darling, that's just it. You see, the thing is, they ain't got no money. They're paying it all to me.
Well, then they better make a loan. I'm sure there is somebody in Orange Park who would just love to fix that place up.
I'm sure they would, but they all want too much money. They say, Grease, can we just give you 550 G's? Please, we need the stuffings coming out of the couch, the poor spots, and the front desk. He's got a space heater at her feet.
In the couch, Grease, man, there wasn't any stuffing in the couch. I sat on that couch.
And the springs hurt your hind, eh?
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, next time you come down, I'll keep a little ointment here for any injuries. I'm on the guy. You got the electric light schlepuzzle. Grabbed the high step I'd been running with. She was unsure how to disco dance. I said, come on, darling, I'll teach you. I grabbed her. I dragged her out to the center of the floor, and we started gesticulating. She said, you look ridiculous with your fat behind moving. I said, darling, nobody's watching us. They're all busy dancing. Don't worry. She said, well, I feel silly. I said, don't worry. Nobody's watching us. Well, we danced for 5 more minutes when I sneezed. And the whole place jumped up and screamed, Kazantai! Wonder what it must be like to pick up a pair of headphones, to stand in front of a turntable and a microphone, and become a disc jockey! Ha! You wake up at 3:20 in the a.m., and your first order of business is to figure out who the hell is that lying next to you. Now, you know she looks familiar. Is it the girl you met at the record hop? Or is it that one you met at the bar when you were unwinding after the night? Or was it one of your topless lounge dancing friends? You can't remember. She gets up on one elbow and says, is today the day you put me on the radio? You say, yeah, right. Today's the day I put you on. I really would put an imbecile like you on the radio. Get this and get out there and make the bed before you leave. You cackle to yourself self-confidently as you grab that half a glass of bourbon that's sitting on the nightstand from the night before. You rinse your mouth out with it and spit it in the cat box. Yeah, you get dressed quickly. Get into your paisley costume with your chains around your neck. And leave your apartment. Your chauffeur waits outside. He says, good morning, Grace. You say, shut up! I'm paying you to drive, not to entertain me. Just shut your face and drive. He says, yes, sir. Your coffee and newspaper await you in the backseat of the limousine. You flip through it, and you think about your morning's pervert. Yeah, you walk into the station there. The producer, the director, they're all waiting around saying, Grease, we thought you were going to be late. Your little lady say, shut up. I'm here, right? I'm here. They take your abuse. They take your hostility because they need you. One word keeps you coming in. Billing, buddy. And they need you to make them credits and debits match up. You get on the air, you shriek, you howl with laughter. You love it. 600 G's, limousines, notoriety. Your ego is totally out of control. And you shriek with laughter until one day you turn around and there's a lawman standing behind you. He says, is your name Greaseman? You say, yep, it is. What do you want, an autograph? He says, no, Greaseman, I have a subpoena here. That girl you were with last night? Yeah. You say, oh, you mean Zelda Gazornchef? He says, yes. She was 14 years old. By the power vested in me, by the state of Florida, I now place you under arrest. That violates the morals clause in your contract. No more limo. No more 600 G's. No more notoriety. No more ego. They slap the cuffs on you. They throw you in the backseat of a squad car this time. Take you down to the station house and scream. Book 'em. I screamed, bail out, bail out! Everybody hit the silk, hit the silk! Yeah. The captain came running back in the cockpit. He said, why are all these guys jumping off the plane there? I said, look, the red warning light's on. He said, you idiot! That's not the red warning light. It just means the restroom's occupied. How I wish we had Shields Aviation back in them days. I could have learned to fly proper without being such a schlamazzle.
She's really interested in women?
Yeah.
They was fighting one another?
Yeah, one of them insulted the other one.
Uh-huh. Well, what's she trying to do about it?
Give her a crack in the mouth.
69 Big Ape Day.
Oh, God, it was horrible. They took me to the Gestapo. And they tied me to a chair. Oh, God. And Commandant Gestoffelmeier came in. He said, all right, we want the information on your mission, and we will have that information. You can do it the easy way, or you can do it the hard way. It makes no never mind to me. It will be a long war. You choose the technique. Yeah.
I said, buzz off, you sauerkraut sucking slob.
Whack! He slapped me across the face with his swagger stick. A thin trickle of blood went from the corner of my mouth down my chin and onto my Class A's. But still, I stared at him defiantly. I said, you'll have to beat it out of me. He said, Schweinhund, if that's what you want, that's what you will get there. And crack, crack, crack. Unmercifully, he slapped me across the face with his gloved hand. But I had the red, white, and blue in my heart. The U.S. of A. I wasn't bowing down. Stupid coward! I spat in his face. I said, kill me, and I'll die singing God Bless America. He said, all right. Obviously, you are a strong person, but let us see just how strong you are. He said, Herr Lieutenant, bring in the woman. And I looked. And they threw my wife in. She tripped and fell on the floor. She was bound and gagged. He said, we have ways to make you talk. And he took out a razor blade. And he slashed open my wife's dress. He said, the information? I said, never! He proceeded to hack her fingers off one by one while she screamed in agony. I said, honey, my God, I'm sorry, but I can't give up the information. She said, please tell him, my God! Please, I said, I'm sorry, darling, I can't. He said, all right, fine, Honda! And he finally slashed her to bits. And they got a bucket and shovel and scooped her up and carried her away. And I still stared at him defiantly. He said, all right, if you still won't talk, yeah! He opened the door, and in walked my invalid mother on her crutches. The first thing Lieutenant Hoppersleutner did was kick the crutches out from underneath her. She fell to the floor. She said, Sandy, please give him the information. I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. He said, all right, Sergeant. And they proceeded to torture her, slashing with a razor, kicking. I mean, they even broke a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. And still, my lips were sealed until finally they did something so heinous. Then I spilled my guts. I gave them details of our troop movements. I told them how many weapons we had. I told them what our plans were. I told them all about D-Day. I told them all about Normandy Beach. I told them everything, because finally he had stepped over the line. He had found my breaking point, and I spilled my guts. I sang like a bird. No, he didn't bring in my kids. No, it wasn't my best buddy. I mean, right there, before my eyes, he threatened to squash my Twinkies.
This is Carol Hissey.
And And this is Uncle Gracie, and I'm proud to welcome Henriette L.A., Miss March from the 1980 issue of Playboy magazine. Welcome, ma'am.
Hello, Grease Man.
Ha ga. Hello to you too. It sure is a pleasure having you here on the Big Ape. And well, shucks, you're just as pretty as you are in them pictures. Oh, gosh, yeah. I was wondering, you don't mind if I look at them pictures while we're sitting here together, do you?
No, not if you can get the interview done.
No. Yeah, I don't think I'll have any problem with that. I'm used to working under tension. It doesn't embarrass you to be naked at all?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
Really? All right. Yeah, we'll just see about that. Would you mind if if your human body is beautiful and all of that, and running through fields of clover there? Would you mind if we did the interview with you in the nude? I mean, would you mind stripping down right now and doing it naked?
On one little condition.
Okay.
You take off yours, too.
No.
Come on, Mr. Big Shot. Show us what you got.
All right. Thank you, Carol. I needed that encouragement. It was very nice of you. All right. Well, you first. You first. Do you mind if I help you with those little buttons?
What's that?
Wait a minute. Now, wait. Ooh. Oh, my God. Soft freckled skin.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I ripped it. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Well, I'll have one of the secretaries staple it together before you leave. Now...
Not in the navel, I hope.
No. Not in the navel. Oh, God. Now, just this... If you mind... Oh, jeez. You got one of them cross your hearts, too. I've had experience with these babies. And now, the final... Oh, God. We're down to the lace. The frilly lace. Oh, jeez. Oh, oh, God. Okay, well, God, what a woman.
First man.
Yes, ma'am.
Get it off.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Come on, I'm going to help you.
All right, well, Carol, make sure ain't nobody peeking through there. And speaking of which, Carol, if you're watching this here, you should be naked, too.
Hey, not me.
That's right, darling.
Not me.
You ain't getting to see my hiney without paying the price now. All right, here we go. Let me get these wingtips off. Oh, jeez. Here, would you mind hanging
up? Yeah, put your arms up.
Hang on to my pants, is it?
Why are you shaking so much?
Oh, damn, the change fell out of my pocket. It always happens. Every time I'm at a high stepper's house, I always leave a mountain of change on the floor. Oh, my God. Yeah, what do you think of these flowered BVDs, darling? Huh? Little hearts on them? I bet you don't see that in Hollywood, huh?
Well, it's almost Valentine's Day, huh?
There you go. Appropriate. Right. Well, I guess it's time to go that last mile. That last...
Come on.
Mile. You must be kidding.
Well, there it is.
Well, don't laugh, I can't.
So we're going our separate ways.
Marge from the Playboy magazine. I don't know about you, Dom. I feel a little awkward standing here naked like this. I guess you probably have more experience with people looking at you in the nude, but frankly, I feel rather awkward.
I can see why.
Hey, please have mercy. Please. You don't mind talking to people on the phone? We can have them call up 358-1818. I'm sure it's not often that people get a chance to talk to a genuine centerfold in the magazine. Does it somewhat turn you on to know that probably in gas stations and bedrooms, men all over the country will be clipping that picture, and for years you'll be the first thing they see every morning as they head off to work?
All right, by me. I'm going to take yours out and publish it.
No, please. Let it. 17 minutes before 9 here at the Big A. 32 degrees outside, but it's about 97 in here. The windows are steaming. I am oozing testosterone from every pore. Henriette is oozing estrogen. I'm afraid that we may have a catalytic reaction at any time. So if you hear an explosion...
That fly spray.
I ain't the one... All right, well, I may be a little cheesy, but please. Here I am working in the nude with Henriette Lee from Playboy magazine, trying to conduct this interview on a plane of maturity, and there's somebody gesturing at me through the window. I can't quite read your lips. What is that? You'll have to tell. I have something hanging. Oh, what is it? Oh, no! Here I am with this classy lady. You mean to tell me that I'm trying to impress her with... And I've got a... Oh, no. Forgive me, my little comfort. Please. I'm so sorry. I'm feeling better about being in the raw here. In the buff. Oh, God. It's 13 before 9. Let's pick up the phone and see who we got on the line. Hello, how's the guy?
Oh, lady. Just touch the telephone to her face there.
She's on the phone right now, buddy.
She sure saved me some money.
How do you mean?
I just starched my pants 3 times. Now I don't have to take a bit of laundry.
That's horrible. Hey, we're going to keep this on a high plate.
Yeah, I got to run, buddy.
Okay. Holy shit. It's 13 before 9. Here's the Big 8. This here's the Grease Man. Let's do a little business. We'll be back with Henriette.
You ever seen a commercial on TV that made you say to yourself, boy, is that stupid? It offends me. I'd never call a guy in a million years.
Well, here's the guy you can... Here's the big ape with the old lard belly. Speaking live, mind you, in person, with the centerfold in this month's Playboy magazine, Henriette L.A. Oh, the guy. And... What are you giggling about?
I'm still laughing at you.
Please don't laugh at me. I know I'm cellulite-ridden. Oh, God. You ought to go out and buy this Playboy. It's really a fascinating issue. Not only has it got tender Henriette in there, it's got Bo Derek. Bo Derek is on there. And a stirring interview with Terry Bradshaw. Candid conversation. The man behind the macho. But most importantly, when you buy it, you'll be able to look at Henriette and think of she and I. Oh, by the way, I have a bet. I ain't going to ask you for an answer right now. We're going to build up the tension. But I have a bet with Hoyle Dempsey, my ex-brother-in-law, that at 9:30 this morning, we're both going to put back on our clothes. We're going to leave the Big Ape, and I'm going to take you out on the good ship Grease, darling. And wait till you hear them twin diesels fire and gas, buddy.
And where are you taking me?
Oh, we're going to find a quiet little cove somewhere. A little out-of-the-way rendezvous. A little place where young people can discover life and love, where we can get to know one another. Sipping Perrier, nibbling lemon peel.
And I'm taking my camera. I'm going to make a centerfold out of you.
Well, prepare to make sure it's a fold out, darling. Huh? Don't say anything, please. 9 before 9. Here's the Graceland, broadcasting in the news today with Henriette L.A., the March Playmate of Playboy Magazine. Let's take up some phone calls here. Hello, you're on the air with Henriette.
Hi, how are you, Henrietta?
I'm doing good.
We've got some guys here. We just wanted to say hi to you. We were here naked watching it.
That's great. Hey,
all right, appreciate the call, buddy.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air with Henriette.
Grease.
Yeah.
This is the beach.
Yes, sir.
You know who it is?
The beach. Yes, sir.
You know who you're talking to?
I know. You call and harass me all the time. Now you're calling me while I'm trying to entertain this lady. I'm trying to put on a front of dignity, and you're calling to harass me? What do you want?
Grease, we're down at the beach in the land of the real man.
Yeah, yeah.
The real man. We see a lot of real high steppers.
Yeah.
I bought that Playboy yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You send her to the beach, and we will really turn some heads with that lady.
Hey, buddy, we're trying to keep this on a dignified level, huh? Please.
Being very dignified, Grease.
All right. I know, you'll put a Gucci bag over her head. I know you guys.
I'm Pat Summerall.
2 minutes before 9. Here's the Big Eight. Here's Grease Radio. Let's get one more quick call. Okay, you're on the air with this high stepper, buddy.
What are your measurements, if you don't mind me just asking?
Look at my biography in the magazine.
And in the magazine here. And here.
They are.
Yeah. 35, 25, 36. All right. Holy Jesus. What does the old gang that you used to run with think of you now? Have you got any letters from your old buddies, high school friends?
Not yet, but I'm waiting. I know I'm going to.
We go booming into Brunswick. What high school did you go there?
Glen Academy.
Really? Were you a cheerleader?
No.
No?
No.
Were you in the debating club?
No.
Really?
Did you do incognito?
Incognito. Oh, so no one will be flipping through the yearbook frantically saying, "There she is! I used to watch her on the 50-yard line." Nothing like that, huh?
No.
I see. Just a normal, staid life that blossoms somehow into a hungry queen, a hungry she-witch of pleasure. Oh, God.
Yes.
Is there romantic interest in your life as yet?
Yes.
Oh, God. Him, huh?
Him, yes.
Is he in town or is he?
No, he's not.
He's on the West Coast? He's on the West Coast. So he never has to know about us. Oh, God. Let me get a record on here. Into the news. It gives me 7 minutes. We'll have to work hard.
Oh, I could hide.
This is Carol Hesse.
Hesse is the Graceland live on the air with Henriette L.A. The March centerfold in the Playboy magazine. We'll be taking calls. We'll be shrieking. We'll be getting to know each other in an intimate and heretofore unexplored manner. So stand by as once again, the Big Ape gets down to the bottom of things.
Naybird Freeman. You remember old Naybird?
I think so.
Naybird Freeman.
Are you in the insurance business?
Pardon me?
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, well now then, whenever.
Now.
Reed cutter.
He's when? A flea cutter.
The Piggly Wiggly.
A Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
Well, where do you know Henriette from?
From Brunswick. I know her sister Christine, too.
Oh, that's
that's great.
Hey.
Texas.
She doesn't remember me.
Did you used to date Henriette? Maybe we can get some juicy cigars.
Well, off and on. We were good friends. Surely she remembers.
Hey, buddy, come on. Look, that was a long time ago. California, bright lights.
Not very long.
Mercedes, cocktail parties. You're facing the blur, buddy.
Stammer, I remember you. How you doing?
I called you on the number left. You still got your
little yellow Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Right. How about that?
That's great.
You've gone
I'm glad to hear
fame,
from
you. You've gone to fame, haven't you?
Well, a little bit anyway. Some people wouldn't think so.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're proud of her, buddy, ain't you?
I certainly am.
Did you get the magazine?
Yeah, I sure do.
What do you think of it?
I think you've made a lot of improvements.
The other day I was talking to a lady I know, and I asked her what she wanted to do with her life. And she started singing this song. Yeah, I ain't gonna be a nurse. That's no job for me. I don't carry no sequin purse. That's no job for me. I want a job to get paid like a man and make 30 G's with ease. I want a job to get paid like a man. That's why I'm putting on the squeeze. And she went on. She said, there's a genuine welders that do this type of thing. It ain't like the college courses. These are pros teaching you to be a pro. And it's approved of federal funding. 69 Big Ape Day.
How are you doing, Henriette?
I'm doing just fine,
good,
Royal.
Good.
I tell you what, that's...
She's from Brunswick.
That's right.
I was real surprised here. You're actually from Jacksonville, right?
Yeah.
But you grew up in Brunswick?
Yeah.
That's right. I grew up in Nahunter. And Brunswick's one of my old stomping grounds. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Y'all didn't...
Tell about the bet we got.
Yeah, I told about the bet. Well, I didn't really mention it. What the hell? You ready to lose two cases of beer, boy?
Am I ready to lose two cases? It ain't just any beer, either. It's that Colorado beer, buddy.
All right.
You have to have that stuff shipped in.
Yeah, all right. You ready to lose two cases of beer? All right, here we go.
Hell, I'm ready.
All right.
You ready?
Hey.
That's what it's all about.
You watch the pro in action.
I'm watching.
Henriette,
why don't you put your damn clothes back on anyway?
Come on, for crying out loud. This is method acting. Now, just leave me alone, all right? Henriette, I was wondering if, you know, at 9:30 when we get off, I had my boat, the good ship Grease, fueled up, twin diesels, just ready to suck gas, and I thought we might find us a quiet coast, spend 3 days sipping Perrier and just having us a time. What do you say?
Now, you know, I'd really like to, Grease, but a man, this man here, Mr. Hoyle Dempsey, he's already asked me.
I can't believe it!
Hey, up, buddy!
Good luck, Agnes!
Listening to the Grease Man Show. Please turn off all vibrating electrical devices and return your pants to the full upright position.
Grease, well, you remember old Seabert there, huh? Old Seabert? Brunswick?
Yep.
What was he, one of your high school chums?
No, he's my sister's boyfriend.
Really? So many is the night you sat around the TV with Seabert on the couch.
Yes.
Big bucket of popcorn. Was she your older sister or younger sister?
Older, 1 year.
Oh, really? So little did he know while he was dating your sister that one day that little scrawny kid sitting on the couch would blossom into a full ripe woman.
Sure did surprise him, huh?
Yes, I imagine. And old Seabert, boy, he's probably kicking himself all around the room now. Is he still going out with your sister?
No.
See that? He lost the whole family.
That's right.
And you probably had a crush on him when you was a little girl, didn't you? A little bit? No,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
come on. Him and his yellow Volkswagen, you hope he take you for a ride, I bet,
huh? Yeah, I want to ride in that yellow Volkswagen.
I know how them yellow Volkswagens will do that to you.
I
tell
you.
Where are you going? Are you going back to, oh, God, him? After this promotional tour is over with, are you going back to your West Coast man? Is he on the West Coast?
Yes.
He is? What does he do? What does he do?
He's waiting for me.
He's waiting for you? I mean,
that's what he does.
That's what he does? Oh, he's your kept man. I see. We are in a changing society, aren't we? Your very own little concubine on the coast. But what line of work is he in? I mean, obviously, if you've rejected me so brutally, he must be really special.
He studies.
He studies? What does he study?
French cuisine.
French cuisine. I understand.
Yeah, I got him cooking for me, too.
You do? Has he got a good appetite?
Yeah, he does.
Has he got a educated palate? Oh, God. Let's go to the phones. 358-1818. That seems a shame. I mean, you know, what kind of hung-up country is this? Why can't we walk free and easy? Well, I guess I might as well zip up. Oh, God! No. Don't laugh. Look, it's abrasions on there. Lacerations. Well, I'll tell you what. I might recover if you'll agree. Look, I promise to be the perfect gentleman. I have got 3 cases of Perrier. I got some Vienna sausage, some Slim Jims. I got anything you want, darling. I just snap my fingers, we'll get it. You and me on the high seas, a quiet cove, together, hungrily sharing the joys of adulthood. Would you please?
Please, don't make me beg you. Come on.
Well.
Come on. It'll be fun. I promise. Look.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good. Get them twin diesels fired up. Uncle Gracie's got a job. Oh, got a job to do.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Yeah, I saw her watching me. Yeah, as I moved about the dance floor, strobe light flashing. And she moved, too, lovely as the picture in Playboy. Finally, she took me aside. She said, Grace, I can't help but feel that you're just using me. It's like, you know, another conquest. That you don't care about me, the person. You just care about going out with me, the Playboy centerfold. I mean, there's no intimacy. There's just a feeling of challenge. I said, come on, that's ridiculous. Now shut your face, Lizzo. Get in the car and keep your yap shut. It was great. Let me snatch up that phone here and get some feedback here. Hop the caca, hello.
Hey, Grease, I was just listening to you. That's better than your hands. What was you doing, Friday, with your hands?
I was molding. I had. Why won't you?
Huh?
I was molding some clay.
Uh-huh.
I had some putty in my hands, buddy.
That's where it is sometimes.
They like putty in your hands, ain't they?
I like that guy.
Yeah, that was great. Give me a couple of boom shakalakas, all right?
Huh?
Give me a couple of boom shakalakas, sir. Give me a boom shakalaka, like a boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka.
That's great. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, hello, hey.
Good morning, Grace, man.
Oh, hi, Joyce. How you?
Fine.
Hubba the gaga.
Well, you said it.
Well, I said what?
She wasn't no real guy. She's a damn mom.
Well, you know, they didn't put her in the middle of the Playboy for her mental capacities, Joyce.
I know.
You heard her on my show yesterday, or Friday, or Thursday, whenever it was.
You had to try and get the word out of her.
I know, it wasn't easy, but...
When I asked her what her measurements were, you had to tell them she didn't even know.
Well, she didn't remember what the latest line was that week, but she was a nice girl, real nice girl.
She wasn't even pretty.
What, did you see her in person?
No, but that picture ahead of time.
Well, she wasn't bad.
She wasn't bad
in person. And I tell you what, 3 a.m., half drunk and in the dark, they all look alike. Yeah!
She liked to be lawman. I've told a few shrieking stories, had a few phone calls. I know what I ain't done. I ain't hiding this south of the border. To the land of honor. To the land of tradition. A land of fine Corinthian leather. The land of Juan Quirona de Vega. I never did tell you that Juan died at my hand. Yes, while we were arch enemies, we had an agreement that in the course of battle, were we ever to be wounded in such a way as to be totally incapacitated, totally a vegetable, we had an agreement that the other would sneak into the hospital and pull the plug, or in some way terminate the other's life. Rather than to leave a man who had once been a proud warrior, a man who had once terrified La Tierra del Muerte and the town of Emahagua, a man who once commanded hundreds of banditas, how inglorious that he should end in a hospital bed, and likewise myself, a trained, proud gunfighter. I didn't want to spend my last few days incontinent sipping Kool-Aid and waiting for the edge of night to come on TV. So we had an agreement that if anything happened, the other one would finish it. And sure enough, I read about it in the paper. Juan Quirona de Vega, hospitalized. Prognosis, uncertain. So I journeyed to that hospital. I climbed on my best horse, and I journeyed deep into the bowels of Mexico to that little hospital in Emahagua. And sure enough, my worst suspicions confirmed when I got there. I peered into his room, and there he was. Tubes coming out of his nose, tubes in his ears, tubes in his arms, tubes everywhere. He was lying underneath an oxygen tent. He seemed to be unconscious. Slowly, I pulled out my .357 and laid it up against his brain. I said, Juan Quirona de Vega, you are a good man! And blam! I blew his brains out. Well, after the gunshot, the doctor came running in. He said, what's going on here? I said, I just saved him from a life as a vegetable. He said, vegetable, hell, he was in here for an appendectomy!
come, little baby.
And so it goes. Glorious men die glorious deaths. And I hope that when my time comes, I can die as gloriously as one Corona de Vega. And not as ingloriously as some people, like Mama Cass, when she choked to death on a bologna sandwich. Gartle, but she no longer trusts you. She watches you like a hawk, knowing full well you have strayed. It's a tragedy. When your wife searches your coat and finds a love note, it's a tragedy. So she follows you to work with a self-secure smirk, knowing full well if she bides her time, she'll catch you in flagrant delectime. Tragedy. When you're out with a floozy because you can't be choosy, it's a tragedy. And here comes your wife with a huge carving knife to perform an operation like a sloppy rabbi. One fell swoop and it's over. She never could take a joke. Thank you. That was apropos of it. Yeah. What line is it? Line three. Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, there's two things about Florida that we hate.
What? Well, who's we?
Us Yankees.
You mean you're Yankee scum?
Huh?
Oh, my God. And what do you hate about Florida?
One can of beer and a fat jelly belly disc jockey like you who's always running his trap.
Hey. That's nice talk. What do you mean a warm can of beer? You mean you only get warm cans of beer in Florida? What kind of talk is that?
That's all you dumb rebels can serve is a warm can of beer.
Hey, what part of Yankee Land are you from?
Rhode Island.
Oh, God, that's horrible up there. Oh, Providence. Oh, geez, give me a break, dear Lord. Why hast thou created Rhode Island if not for a place for the seagulls to poop?
69 B.A.
Go! I walked through the door, swaying my hips with my satin skin-tight pants on and my shirt open to the waist, revealing copious chest hair and numerous medallions. A young lady came up to me and said, "Oh, hey, big boy, what do you do?" I said, "My dear, I am a physician." She said, "A doctor." I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, tell me this, sir. My mother lived to be 91 years of age. Do you think I will?" I said, "Well, do you smoke?" She said, "No." I said, "Do you drink?" She said, "No." I said, "Do you fool around with men?" She said, "No." I said, "So why do you want to be 91? What part of Yankee Land are you from?
Michigan.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
It's not horrible to be from Michigan.
Detroit, the stinking, fetid, bustling city. The air full of sulfide and noxious fumes. The people boom-shack-a-lacking with abandon. Yeah, what part of Michigan?
Detroit.
Oh, God, it's horrible. Hey, where's your husband from? In there, too?
No, he's from here.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, then he can give you Land of the Real Man lessons. And what?
He's already done that.
Really?
Yes. That's why I like it down here.
Really? You're also a Polack, huh?
Yes. I have to confess, I'm a Polack, too.
Really? What's your last name? What's your maiden name?
Wozinski.
Oh, you got love. Wozinski! No, I'm only, you know, I don't mean nothing. I wonder why that is. It could be you've assimilated rather well. Rather dangerously, I might add. I feel threatened as a middle-class person. Hey, give me a couple of boom-shakalakas.
A boom-shakalaka?
Yeah, well, you still have the old iambic pentameter intact, but nonetheless, you've lost some of the huskiness that's normally associated with a vigorous boom-shakalaka session. Let me just try to get it. Boom-shakalaka, 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 boom-shakalaka. Huh? Hey, that's crazy. You see, it's like falling apart, riding a bicycle. You never forget. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you meet me at the playground? We'll get together for some reconstructive monkey butt therapy, okay?
Yeah, all right.
One went away from me.
Yeah, buddy.
That's all right, Betty, because you be on the lookout. When least expected, Dempsey will strike back.
All right.
Like an old rattlesnake.
All right.
How are you going?
I'm going to a submachine gun sale.
A submachine gun set? Where? Oh, yeah, I heard about it. The guy down in Miramar, Florida, selling them Uzi submachine guns.
Right.
What possible use could you have for an Uzi?
I got to get going here. I got to get down there before they're gone.
Well, what are you going to buy a submachine gun? What use could you have for it?
I have to go deer hunting.
Deer hunting with a Hoyle. I can't believe it.
The other submachine gun I had got stole.
Deer hunting with a Hoyle. I can't even believe that you would shoot one of those innocent brown-eyed...
Can you see it?
Oh, come on. Oh, really?
Them to pieces.
I mean, I know you went deer hunting this past...
I am planning on going back deer hunting, and this time I am going to use my submachine gun. The first time I went to use my submachine gun, I had them right... had a deer, beautiful, but right in my sights. Right in the sights, ready to tear it to pieces, you know? Shoot that head right off, I'm here to tell you. Can you see that? Just go ahead and get it ready to go ahead and put up on the wall right then and there.
Well, what happened?
I couldn't do it. I felt real guilty about the old thing.
What, you mean you sighted down that rifle and you saw those big brown eyes?
Oh, looking at me.
And that big...
I throwed the submachine gun down, went over there and strangled him. What are you doing back there?
A lady called up wanting to hear a special record, and I've seen it over here somewhere.
Well, am I running the show up here?
Yeah.
Big Ape, how y'all doing?
All right. Let's hear your joke.
It's called a bar and one of them restaurants, right? Walks up to the bar up there, and the barkeep says, "What do you have?" He said, "Look, so first of all, I want to know something. Y'all serve Zone 3 residents in here." He said, "Sure, we serve everybody." Bubba said, "Okay." He said, "I'll have a double bourbon and water." He said, "My crocodile over here will have a Zone 3 resident."
Now, that's the kind of humor, Hoyle, that leaves you in the dark ages. That kind of unfeeling, completely brutal.
And it made you what you are today.
You got that right, buddy. 600 G's from racial division. Oh, no, I'm only kidding. Come on! Little good, clean fun. We don't hurt nobody. What's your name? What's your last name?
My last name is Adamson. But
Adamson? Well, what kind of name is that? Just like a Pollock to pick a name like Adamson. Ah! Here! I can't take it anymore. I must go home to my Perrier, to my Rachmaninoff, to my Tchaikovsky, to my Kaminsky, Gavolsky. Thank you for putting up with me. I know it's not easy. And, with a little bit of luck, if you got a strong stomach, maybe... And, he doesn't think it's funny, and he's got to subject all of us to his same...
Polish humor ain't racial humor, it's nationalist humor. No. I read that the other day in a magazine.
All right.
In the National Enquirer.
All right, let's...
You ready?
I'm ready.
How do you keep 5 Polacks from attacking your woman?
How do you keep 5 Polacks from attacking your woman? How?
Throw them a bowling ball.
Oh, God.
Now, this is an invention joke. Now, damn it.
All right,
let me... Don't be afraid of it.
All right, well, I can figure this baby out. Let me give it some thought a second here. Why wheelbarrows were invented.
Why were wheelbarrows invented, all right? You got it?
All right, why?
Teach Zone 3 residents how to walk on the hind legs.
How brutal! How unfeeling! Hoyle, I'll have you know, those poor people have been subjected to 300 years of injustice!
Is that all?
69 minutes.
Oh, my God! Hoyle Dempsey! You'll burn in hell.
You're helping his campaign, isn't he?
Yeah, well.
Maybe he can keep pulling 3% and 4% out of all those caucuses.
Hey, come on. Now. Wonder I was getting a reading on the boom shackleometer. You are a Zone 3 resident, aren't you?
No, you just lay off, Ashley Street. That's my stomping ground.
All right, well, buddy, I want to apologize for my brother-in-law.
Looks like he's got a higher education. Probably finished the 6th grade.
Hoyle, now stop it. This man is calling out of courtesy to us. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean for you to be subjected to that.
You tell that sidekick of yours that if he don't want to kick other than in the side, he better cool it, Junior.
What a... Jeez, I nearly slipped and broke my neck. What the hell was that on the floor there? Oh, that's horrible. I heard you the first time. Please, unsavory ones, I'm getting real on the unsavorometer. How's the taste of honey? A little brecky? Where's my little items of community interest here? See, what in the blue blazes is going on? Ooh, Forest High School class of 70s planning their 10-year reunion. Has it been 10 years?
You tell that long enough. You didn't get no threat, Matt.
Oh, no. Everybody knows you're just kidding. Everybody knows you don't really mean those things, do you?
I'll take the fifth on that.
Oh, God.
Not the amendment to blackjack.
Yeah, there you go. At least you like something black, buddy. Huh? It's about 4 before 9. Here at the Big Ape with the Grease Man. Don't forget to join Big Ape and Phil Beckman. Hungrily looking forward to my next half hour's wax, knowing full well I'll find a great variety of pleasure. I'll probably boom shakalaka. I'll snap my fingers. I'll reminisce. And I'll hear some new tunes, some pick a tuck to click. So without further ado, let's dive into the hits.
Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day, dear Grease. We love you.
Oh, how about the gaga? Two little angels. Uncle Greasy loves you too. But don't get wet. Partially cloudy today. We have a chance of rain tomorrow. La Tierra del Muerte!
The land of the dead in Mexico. It was there that I first laid eyes on Carlotta, the Mexican princess of Emeagua. Well, in Mexico, you know, here in this country, when you see a girl you like, you can send her a candygram. Well, in Mexico, you send tacograms. So I picked up the phone and I said, "Operator, yo quiero send a tacogram." She said, "Sí, señor, a tacogram. You want legumbres on there?" I said, "Yeah, put a lot of veggies on there, some cheese." And sure enough, I sent a tacogram to Carlotta. Well, she called me up. She said, "Gringo, you sent tacogram." I said, "Yes, I did, because I love you." And she said, "Oh, well, we dated. And one thing led to another. And finally, I married Carlotta." Yes, sir. But the years were cruel to Carlotta. And as the years went by, she had one tacogram too many. I mean, buddy, she was just keeping the tacogram business in business. I mean, she got fat. She got fat. And she got shrew like, yeah. She was always saying, "Gringo, take out the garbage. Gringo, make the bed. Gringo, why don't you find a job?" I said, "Will you stop calling me Gringo? I'm your husband. Can't you call me Greasy?" She said, "You are always a Gringo to me." I said, "Yeah, but we live in Teaneck, New Jersey. You're the Gringo." She said, "Ah, shut your face, you pig." Well, finally, she had her mother come live with us. Oh, yeah. I had two of them, two fat little trolls walking around calling me Gringo. I tell you, it drove me nuts. But that's not the straw that broke the camel's back. Ah, that's not the straw. The straw that broke the camel's back was after I had been working all day long, double shifting, plus overtime, I came home and I caught Carlotta with another man. I mean, I was stunned. I was shocked. I was appalled. But most of all, I was hurt. So, I took out my wallet, threw a $5 bill on the bed. I said, "Hey, buddy, Hank, go, go get something decent."
Oh. Come to me, baby. Esmeralda. Oh. Come on, baby.
Five.
You are listening to the Grease Man Show. Please turn off all vibrating electrical devices and return your pants to their full upright position.
Yes. Damage for one day or what, huh? All right, then. It's martini time!
La, 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 la.
Damage and long last I can think of these Grecian foam in 16 stain headphones and never the crystal clear liquid that takes me so far away from all my problems and so far away from all my pain.
La, 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 la.
I trust you shall have a joyous and delightful day until bright and early tomorrow morning when once again we shriek anew. I bid you a fond reverend of Reggie.